Colorado Conference Committee, and Dr. Place. St. Helena, California, August 15, 1907. To the Colorado Conference Committee and Dr. Place. I have written much concerning the church and sanitarium at Colorado. The sanitarium at Colorado was established in rather a strange way. At that time, money was quite plentiful, and a large amount was expended by those who had the institution in charge. Thus, a heavy debt accumulated. The management was not that which the Lord could approve. He revealed that a change was needed, and this was brought about. Concerning the second sanitarium established in Boulder, the Lord gave me instruction that He did not regard its management with approval. It was conducted too much after the customs of the world. The history of both these institutions is familiar to you, and need not be repeated here. It was well that the managers of our Colorado sanitarium did not purchase the Place sanitarium. The debt which it already has is all that it should carry. There could not have been a more inconsistent move than the establishment of this second sanitarium so near the one that was struggling for an existence. Through the working of unconsecrated men, the work of the Boulder Sanitarium has been crippled, and an indebtedness incurred that need not have been. But the Lord declares concerning the Boulder Sanitarium, "Let it live." And He has pointed out the wrong of establishing another institution so near the first. The sanitarium established by Dr. Place is not being managed according to the way of the Lord. Dr. Place has not the religious principle to enable him to make it what the Lord desires our sanitarium should be. By his course, he has misinterpreted the object for which our sanitariums are established, and this he will continue to do as long as he is guided by the Spirit that has controlled his actions in the past. Such a showing is not a true representation of what our sanitariums should be. Dr. Place, I pray that the Lord may so subdue and sanctify your heart through a belief of the truth, that I shall not have to say many things that might be said. God wants your soul saved through a belief of the truth. As a professed believer in the truth, God is testing your capability for serving Him. You have been weighed in the balance of the God of heaven, and you have been pronounced wanting. He has been weighing the past and present of the men who have supported you in this wrong work, and they also have proved wanting. They have been unable to endure the test. Be warned of your danger. Your persistent determination to follow your own judgment, if continued in, will place you fully on the enemy's side. Dr. Place, you need a deep work of grace to be done in your heart. You need to empty the soul temple of its selfishness. You have need of practical godliness in the home life. Now, while the sweet voice of mercy is calling, improve your opportunity. While it is called today, harden not your heart. Will you not now humble your heart in repentance before God and make thorough work for eternity? The words were spoken, "Abide in me." The Word of God should be your guide, but you are not being led and taught by the Word. In the course you have taken, you have met with unspeakable loss. You have hurt and imperiled souls. You have sown the seeds of tares. The Lord desires that reliable men shall now come into Boulder, that the work may be adjusted, and those whom He designs shall be enlightened, shall not be steeped in deeper darkness. I am sorry for Elder Place, for he has been on the losing side. The Lord gave him a work to do as a minister of the Word. He did not send him to the sanitarium in Boulder. But Elder Place has linked up with men who have not been led and taught of God. These men are men of capability, but they have deceived themselves and others, and unless there is a change in their spiritual condition, they will continue their work of deception. Would that the converting power of God might transform their hearts and lives. To the laborers in Colorado, I am bidden to say, God calls for a work of reformation in your work. Men, ministers, and doctors, who in the past have sustained this sanitarium, should place their influence on the side of the institution that is standing as a representative of health reform. For the sake of those who have enlisted as health reformers to carry on the work of the sanitarium according to right principles, place your influence where it will help and encourage. It is not reasonable or just that you should by word or act help on an enterprise that is counterworking the work of the cause of truth in the world.